Derech Eretz Kadmah Torah. One step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoonmaker, and this week we're focusing on the Midah of being Dan Lekavzchut, of not being critical of other people. Okay, so our first 2 days together, we spoke about different angles of who we are critical of. And yesterday we started speaking about what we are critical of. There are people who have certain hot topics, and those topics just, trigger them. And then they're critical of anybody who is doing something in that category. Okay. Now, we said that the Gemara in Kiddushin Ayin makes this very scary statement that kol ha'posel b'mumah posel. It takes one to know one. If I'm critical of something, it means that I have that fault in myself. We also really know and learned that it isn't always the case. So how do we understand that Gemara? So I'm going to bring another Gemara, which will help us understand the idea that if I see a fault in somebody else, I must be somewhere by me. Chazal in Nazir Beis talk about the fact that there is a parsha in the Torah, which is the parsha of the Isha Sota. And that is right, that is about the woman who, commits an act of immorality. And right next to that, the Torah tells us a story about the Nazir. Another Nazir was this very high-level spiritual person who takes on extra stringencies and stops and doesn't drink wine. And the Gemara asks, why are those two stories in the Torah put next to each other? The Gemara answers, "Kol ha'ro'a sota b'kilkula yazir atzmo min hayayin." If you see a woman, committing this act of adultery, you will decide not to drink wine. Now, what does that mean? The Baal Shem Tov explains that unfortunately, the nature of many people is that when we hear of something inappropriate or see something that somebody else does that we feel is wrong, we often just roll our eyes in a condescending kind of way and say, "Ah, oh, look what the world is coming to. Look what people do." And then we walk away and we feel kind of high and mighty. And we didn't really change. We just, had a reason to feel good about ourselves and put the other person down. Baal Shem Tov says there must be some hashgacha. There must be some reason why I had to see that or hear that. And it should lead me to do some inner contemplation. As to why. Why did I have to hear or see a certain behavior in another person? What does it teach me about myself? So this is kind of like the message that the Nazir took. He heard about this immoral act that this woman committed, and he starts doing his own self evaluation. He says, "Would I ever do anything like that?" He says, "No, I'm a very moral person." Well, then why did I have to hear about this? He thinks for a while. He says, "The only situation where I don't really know how I would act is when I'm drunk, because when a person is drunk, they sometimes, their boundaries are affected and they're not so in control of themselves." So this Nazir decides that his takeaway from hearing about the Isha Sota is that he will decide not to drink wine anymore. Baal Shem Tov says that it's not that you have to assume that you would do anything that you see other people do, but rather that it's a very good opportunity for self-evaluation. I once was driving with my kids into the old city through Shaar Yafo, and there were some Arab men kind of standing and having a fight right by Shaar Yafo. One of my kids said something disparaging to the other one about, this group of men. And I said to them, "Would you ever like sit there in a public place and just like fight like that?" And they said, "No, never." So then I said to my kids, I said, "Wait, but at home in your own room, would you ever fight like that?" "Oh yeah, for sure." I said, "Okay, that's why you had to say that, so that you could learn something about what it looks like." So this is what the Baal Shem Tov says, that this is what it means when it says, "Kol ha'posel b'mumah posel." If I notice something in somebody else, I have to ask myself, where is this in me? And it may be very, very subtle where it is in me, but someplace I might have to use some poetic license to figure out where it is in me. And we will talk about that more tomorrow. Thank you for learning together.